Hesitantly, a girl came from behind the curtain. She might have been 16, with the same large, wistful eyes the boy had, and the same too-thin face, but she was pretty. Chick smiled at her.
How'd you know I had a sister, huh, mister?
Josh told me. You're mighty brave to stay out here all alone.
We don't have much choice, do we?
Pa told me to look out for her. I'm the man around here when he's gone.
I'm gonna start building the fire. Why don't you put up my horse, son? Take your sister along, if you've a mind to. And when you come in, you might bring my rifle along.
Sure, mister. Come on, sis.
There's some more wood out in the barn. I'll bring it.
Thanks.
While they were gone, Chick got the fire going, and finding a coffee pot that was spotlessly clean, he put on some coffee. Then he dug into his haversack and took out some bacon, a few potatoes, and some wild onions. By the time they returned, he had a meal going, and the room was filled with the comforting smells of coffee and bacon.
Here we are. There's plenty of food here for three hungry folks.
Thanks.
Now, tell me what it's like living in Mesquite. And while you're at it, why don't you tell me your name?
I'm Dot. And I'm Tom. Pa moved out here about 3 years ago.
After he got out of prison.
We were living at Aunt Hattie's, over in Fort Worth. But once Pa got set up out here, he came and got us. Mesquite's a nice place.
When they started to talk, Chick found out there was little he did not already know. 3 years earlier, Josh Pettibone had been arrested and had served a year in prison. Pettibone had torn down a fence that blockaded his cattle from water. He was convicted for malicious mischief. Along with several other rangers, Chick felt the sentence was not deserved. Ordinarily, no Western jury would have convicted him, but this was a case where most of the jury belonged to Bugs Tatum, Nero's brother. The judge and prosecuting attorney were friends of the Tatums, and Josh, having no money, defended his own case. Chick Beaudry had not been judge and jury, but he knew what he believed. Josh Pettibone was not a bad man, a stubborn man, fiercely independent and often quick-tempered. He knew the fencing of that waterhole was aimed at driving him off his land. Bugs Tatum had wanted the place, and while Josh was in prison, he got it. On his release, Josh moved out to Mesquite and filed on a new claim. But here, too, he encountered a Tatum, for Bugs's brother Nero had owned a vast range north of Pettibone's property. That's when the talk about jailbirds had started.
So how did Foss Deal get mixed up in it all?
It turned out Foss had wanted this land too, but he hadn't filed a claim on it. He's still angry at Pa for beating him to it.
Now he's going to testify that he saw Josh give the mayor poison?
That's right.
Now when does this case come up for trial?
The day after tomorrow.
Sheriff Hewlett's holding Pa over at the jail. Said they wouldn't trust him to stay here on account of his record of convictions.
He was only arrested once.
Well, that still makes him a criminal, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, so what?
Now, whatever your pa did or didn't do, you kids have got to stick together. Josh is a good man. And besides, there's just no use in arguing among yourselves.
Do you think they'll send him away again?
I don't know about that, Dottie. Depends on whether we can prove they're wrong. I don't think he's guilty any more than he was the last time. He's got some powerful people mad at him, though.
Tatums usually hold their trials over at the old dance hall.
All right, Tom. Tomorrow you and your sister get your best clothes all cleaned up and get that buckboard out there ready. And when the time comes, we'll go to that trial together. Maybe we can help your pa.
Really?
What are we going to do?
Well, Tom, do you know where that mare was when she up and died like that?
Why, sure. She's still there, too.
Good. Now listen, Dottie.
Beaudry was out before daylight and riding up the canyon. Tom had given him careful directions, so he knew where he was going. He found the dead horse lying near a marshy and reed-grown waterhole in a canyon that branched off the Blue River. It had been a fine mare, no question of that. Thoughtfully, he studied the situation. He eyed the rocks and the canyon walls, which were some distance away, and finally walked up to the pool itself and studied the plant growth nearby. Squatting on his heels, he tugged one plant from the earth, noting the divided leaves and tuberous root. When he returned to his horse, he stowed the plant in his saddlebags. He led the roan off a little distance and, keeping a hand near his gun, swung into the saddle.